Welcome to the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm Joe Cook on the campus of the University of Texas. Got Coach Dub up in Dallas, got Justin Wells up in East Texas. We're going to talk a little bit of recruiting, but make sure you like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hey, never been a better time to go to InsideTexas.com. Use the promo code IT1 to get 2 months of InsideTexas.com premium access for just $1. And you're going to want to head to Inside Texas after we give you some intel on some of the things we learned from this past weekend's Longhorn City Limits recruiting weekend. Lots of different news and notes, some big visitors, a commitment, some scrimmage takeaways. So we're going to jump right into it. Y'all too were there on campus on Saturday. Justin, just kind of after talking to a bunch of different players, you know, obviously a smaller event with about 20-ish or so, maybe 30 or so prospects. What was your big takeaway from Texas hosting some top prospects?
Star power. There may have been less. There may have been about 20 prospects, and almost every single one of them was probably a 4-star and above. Like, this was the best of the best. And even a few recruits even mentioned they loved coming because they knew it was an invite only. It wasn't just a recruiting event that anyone can come. This was different. I mean, and how many priority targets did we see in a 2-hour, 3-hour period? DeCorian Moore, Zion Williams, Cade Phillips, Jonah Williams, Kalik Lockett, Jordan Davison. And I know I'm missing a few, but I mean, just really, I mean, the priority guys all in one place at one time. And the biggest takeaway was something we talked about on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel last week. It's not so much about the visit. It's getting to watch a practice, getting to watch a live scrimmage. Those guys, absolutely. That to me is so much better of a selling point than just touring facilities and meeting advisors and staffers. Them being able to do that, I think, was a double down. I think it was savvy by Sark and the recruiting staff to do that. They're going to have more guys coming in this weekend to get the same result. They're going to have twice as many guys coming in 2 weekends for the spring game for the same result. Give Sark a tip of the cap. They got some of the best on campus again. And, man, the reactions were all noteworthy. I mean, just big-time talent.
Coach, what about with you? You wrote on Inside Texas just what the importance of a weekend like this. You come in for a visit, you meet with coaches, you meet with academic advisors, you see your major. But, man, when you're a football player, you want to know what that football playing life is like. And like Justin mentioned, this was the opportunity to see that, and a unique opportunity to see that because it doesn't really happen outside of spring practices.
Yeah, definitely. And for a lot of the defense linemen there, they never met Kenny Baker in person. It was his chance to show them what he's about in person, going through drills, coaching up his guys. If I'm a defense lineman, I see Coach Kenny Baker out there working his guys, developing them. Okay, I can play for this guy, right? And a lot of them had a great feedback about Coach Baker and how he is in the field, on the field coaching and in the meeting room, getting his guys prepared.
That's right.
Our guys who offensive linemen got to sit in with Coach Flood and hearing him coach and coach up every single player in the offensive line room, and then taking it to the field and see those guys execute, lets him know that Coach Flood is about business. He loves you. He's about business, but he's going to coach you up and get the best out of you. And so I thought it was a great opportunity for all the recruits that were there to learn and get to see these coaches up in person.
Joe, to double down on Coach Williams real quick, one of the main points Zion Williams, defensive tackle out of Lufkin, made about sitting in on meetings, every single member of the D-lines, every player had a say. He went through each guy for their opinion. And Zion thought, if everyone is allowed to say what they feel and be that open with a coach, he goes, that's a guy I want to play for. Excellent, excellent analysis, Coach.
A lot of different visitors. We'll talk with the one that we'll talk about the one that decided to commit to the Longhorns really quickly. Ricky Stewart from Tyler Chapel Hill. We obviously did a breakdown video, Justin, you and I, of Ricky Stewart's commitment. But just overall, what's it mean for Stewart, and what's it mean for the running back class as well?
For the running back class, it means one spot less. There's one more remaining, and so whoever's on the hook, you're on the clock. Because Ricky Stewart Jr. was not going to mess around. This was a dream. This wasn't just a dream offer. This was a dream commitment. We had kind of a feeling, Joe, you and I talked about this actually on the way down. Had kind of a feeling if Ricky was feeling something, he was going to make the call. And he did that. And so it essentially for Ricky, he gets his spot. He loved, you know, he was committed to SMU. He did that about a year ago. Wanted to make sure he had a spot, kind of secure a situation. But LSU, Oregon, Michigan, Texas. They all came through. The Texas one was the biggest one, connected with Tashaar Choice almost instantly. Ricky's very no-nonsense. He doesn't mess with social media. He doesn't do a lot of interviews. The man never says much. He just performs. He just shows up and works. And so I think it's a great win. Four-star tailback. I think he's a great fit in what this offense wants to run. He's seeing what these tailbacks are doing. He's going to see Jonathan Brooks get drafted in 3 weeks, missing half a season. To me, that's significant. He saw Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Rashawn Johnson go in the draft the year before, all Tashaar Choice guys. This just means there's one less spot. It just means there's one more to go in this 2025 cycle, most likely, because Choice, I still feel like, wants to take two. Ricky just decided, look, I was going to wait for my official visits, but why? I want a spot. I'm not going to mess around. I got it. That recruitment is over.
With that, we will talk about some of the priority targets who have made their way to campus over the weekend. And Justin, we'll stay in East Texas. I want to give you the chance to talk about someone you just mentioned, and that's Zion Williams, big defensive tackle out of Lufkin. Right now, it kind of seems like Texas and LSU are after him hardest, but a lot of different schools are going to want a 315-pound, just a super athletic defensive lineman who can cause a lot of problem for offenses. What were some of the reactions you got from Zion coming out of the visit after he put down a Joey Chestnut amount of food?
Yes, and that's pretty apropos when Joe Cook can insert a Joey Chestnut reference. I understand how much of a hero he is to you, and I respect that. Zion's menu is like 6,000 calories. I mean, it was insane. Honestly, Joe, guys, I don't think one recruit had a better impression of the school. I don't think there was one guy that walked out of that facility that had a better, you know, it was really embedded what he needed to see. Building with Kenny Baker was number one. Please go to InsideTexas.com. I posted a story earlier today talking about him, and he went into depth on Coach Baker, not just as a coach, but as a man. Because Zion is relationship centered. That's why LSU has such a good lead there, because Bo Davis built that early foundation when he was in Austin. I think Texas pulled even in this one. Kenny Baker was tremendous. The practice and the scrimmage was great. Sitting in on the meetings was great. A lot of one-on-one with Baker, which is what Zion needs. Again, he's a relationship center type kid. And so I think they pulled even with LSU. He's going to be back at LSU for their spring game this coming Saturday. Then he'll return to Austin on April 20th for their spring game as well. Then he's got three official visits scheduled. TCU at the end of May, early June at Texas A&M, and then June 21st through the 23rd to Texas. And so it's going to be an LSU-Texas battle, but TCU is going to hang around the rim. He's related to the D-line coach there, Jamarcus McFarland, also from Lufkin. Every time I say his name, Joe smirks for good reason. New York Times, baby. And then Texas A&M has a connection on their recruiting staff, a guy named Joe Hamilton, who came over from Florida with Billy Napier's group. He's a Louisville guy. And so him and some of those guys have built good relationships as well. And so I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to Texas and LSU. I think Texas pulled even. They needed to, because LSU had built, I felt like, a pretty good lead. Bo Davis has been doing really well. So, but at the end of the day, I don't think one recruit left that building with a better impression than Zion.
Justin, we'll keep it with you real quick on more LSU and Texas recruiting battles. And that may be the highest ranked guy, definitely the highest ranked guy, who made his way to the 40 acres this past weekend. That's DeCorian Moore, wide receiver out of Duncanville. He committed to the Tigers a day after Colin Simmons committed to Texas. But he saw the University of Texas campus during Texas Relays, didn't make a visit to the football facilities, but family members did. And then this past Saturday, he made his way to the football facility, got to visit, got to see the coaches. What were some of the takeaways from that visit, and especially in a recruitment that you feel very confident in the Longhorns' flip chances about?
Yeah, at this stage, I feel like DeCorian Moore is inevitable. It's going to happen. It makes too much sense. And also, when you commit early in your junior season to a school, the likelihood that you stay attached to that school, no matter who the recruit is, no matter who the kid is, it makes it slim. It's hard, because now people aren't recruiting DeCorian as much as they are recruiting against LSU. They get that big target on their back. But with DeCorian, you know, honestly, I think it was more of the same. You know, this was the first time he got to see the scrimmage, and that was the first thing he wanted to talk about. He didn't realize that you could good on good could smash each other in a practice, because in places like Duncanville and Lufkin, Zion even mentioned it at Lufkin, you can't hit each other like that. I asked him, would Coach Samples let you guys kind of tee off like that in a scrimmage or in a practice? He said, no way. He said helmets would be flying, attitudes would be getting bad. And one of the things that he noticed was how hard Chris Jackson was coaching up the receivers. But at the same time, it was, you know, he watched the quarterback play. That's important to him. He watched running back play. That's important to him. DeCorian is soaking up the process. He is being honest and upfront about it. He is still solid to LSU. I think that's going to stick for a while. But talking to his family, talking to his mother, and even talking to DeCorian even more after Saturday, because he stayed all weekend, guys. He came in on Friday and left on Sunday. That was a very sweet unofficial visit. He'll be back if the regional meet that he should be in, track meet should be in, if something goes wrong or if the times get changed, there's a good chance he could come back. That's kind of in limbo, but either way, he's going to be back in Austin for an official visit in June. He's going to see Oregon, Ohio State, and of course LSU in June as well for his officials. He doesn't have those dates situated just yet, but he will pretty soon. If Zion was the biggest indicator from the defensive side, I think DeCorian Moore might have been the biggest indicator from the offensive side. That outside of maybe a Jamie French. But there's somebody else on the defensive side I think that made a really big impact too. He's also a man named Mr. Williams. It's not Charlie. It's not Zion. But it's that dude at Galveston Ball. And I'm hearing Charlie got some good stuff from him.
Yeah, so talking to Jonah after his visit, the first thing he brought up was the scrimmage. Like seeing the DBs communicate and just play with the hair on fire, making plays. I know you mentioned our man Michael Tabb, Derek Williams out there making plays, getting the checks and things like that, and things you want to see from a young guy improving. And so just seeing that from Blake Giddey and coach those guys up, like, man, okay, I can see myself playing this secondary, right? That was huge. Just getting them on campus, just like the other guys, getting them on campus and getting them to what you're going to be, what's your everyday job is going to be, right? How am I going to be coached up? What are the meetings look like? What does the scheme look like? Okay, I can see myself fitting in here. And so that was huge for him, just seeing it up close and personal. And then, like I said, he loved his visit just like every other kid did.
It seems like with Jonah, he's been to campus plenty. Sometimes there's some long gaps between those visits, but it always sounds like, and it sounds like the same thing happened on Saturday. He gave you real positive reviews, not just from watching the practice, but also from just seeing his time on campus as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Didn't he hit the baseball facilities?
I believe he did.
Saw David Pierce for a minute, if you could confirm that.
I believe that he did. So, and obviously Jonah is, he's got family who has made it through the minor leagues. He's a top prospect, as our friends over at Five Tool Baseball can tell you, for a Galveston Ball team. So one of the best athletes, two different sports are definitely going to affect his recruitment, but Texas football put their best foot forward the other day. Before we keep on going, got to mention our friend Andre the Lawyer real quick. Andre the Lawyer never takes more than his clients. No win, no pay, no upfront costs. His principal office is in Dallas, Texas, and Andre the Lawyer has been representing injured Longhorns throughout the state of Texas. He's not just like a big old, you know, firm that you see on billboards. Every client gets a personalized text message number so they can contact Andre the Lawyer and his team and get direct access to him all day and night. Whether you're in a car wreck, 18-wheeler accident, slip and fall, on the job injury, wrongful death, anything like that, call 214-444-8808, 214-444-8808. Coach, there's a couple more prospects I want to get your thoughts on. They're big prospects. They're big Cedar Hill prospects, and that's Jordan and Devin Coleman from Cedar Hill. Both have Texas offers, and both kind of made it sound like they didn't want to give away their leader, as he wrote on InsideTexas.com, but there's a lot of positive buzz for both surrounding the Longhorns after the visit.
Yeah, they absolutely love what they saw. Not just watching Coach Flood, but hearing it from the actual players on the team, telling them about Coach Flood. I think that's the biggest key to recruitment. If your players can vouch for you, that's huge, right? That speaks volumes to me, because that's the guy that's, you know, the Coach Flood is, he's on those guys every single day, but they can speak positive about you. That's always a great thing. So they talked a little bit about that, what they saw from practice, saw guys finishing blocks. I mean, it was exciting. As an offensive lineman, you want to hear that from those guys, right? Hey, we're finishing guys, we're body slamming guys, we're putting guys on their backs. And so they were excited about what they saw, seeing Coach Flood, and it kind of solidified and confirmed everything they heard about him, seeing it in person, right? He is one of the best offensive line coaches in the nation, and they got to see that on full display, and they just loved it. They were raving about their visit, and I know they can't wait to get back for their official in June.
Hey, real quick, Coach, is it still an August decision? I think I'd heard that they're talking about they want to be settled in if they can before the beginning of their senior year.
Yeah, they want to before the senior year, before football season, they want to go ahead and make a decision, kind of get it get out the way so they can just focus on football. And so I guess we got a few months there, but that's coming pretty quick.
Yeah.
Now, I know they didn't mention who their leader was, but and remember – they didn't mention it, but that's I'm with you there. But you also were able to talk to him. You've talked to him, both Jordan and Devin and their brother, the triple threat. Are they a package deal? How is this recruitment looking with both Jordan and Devin, honestly, having a higher recruiting profile than the third Coleman brother?
Yeah, they are a package deal. Now, you know, the other brother, Isaac, he definitely wants to go to school wherever they go to school, but – you know, they are a package deal. They've made it known that they want to play together. They want to play together as long as they can, and possibly even in the NFL. But yeah, it's a package deal. And so if one signs and commits, the other's going to do the exact same thing.
Coach Flood sounds like he's done a good job of winning over two of the three. We'll see what happens when it comes to decision time for them in August. One last thing I wanted to talk about with both of y'all. We wrote in the Inside Scoop on Inside Texas on Monday about what recruits thought of the scrimmage. Justin, Charlie, I think the name we heard most was Jaden Blue, but at the same time, we also heard some good things about the defense. So, Justin, you talked to a good amount of offensive guys. Why do you think Jaden Blue was the one that stood out from Saturday's scrimmage?
Because that joker has another gear. Because they ran some 21 personnel with him and Baxter in the backfield, and the linebackers didn't know what the heck to do. Like, guys, this defense is in 2024. You're going to have to pick your poison. This is going to be a dynamic, versatile offense with a strong, experienced offensive line. Jaden Blue got a lot of love, but I'll tell you a guy that was mentioned maybe as much as Blue, and that's true freshman Ryan Wingo, who should be going through his senior year of high school right now. The dude should be getting ready for prom, but he's getting ready for another practice in tomorrow. And so that spoke big, because DeCorian Moore was the one that really talked up Ryan. He said he didn't realize he was that big. He didn't realize he was that fast, and didn't realize he could move with the ball in space. And so I think Jaden Blue is just using – Jaden Blue knows it's an open competition. They're not giving the starting nod to anybody. It doesn't matter that C.J. Baxter started last year. Jaden Blue in the second half, you could make an argument, was a better running back. And so Blue is just doing what he does. The guy has always had a different gear. He stuck through the program. He stuck through the hard times, and I think he's going to be able to see the bright side this year. I think he's going to be a very valuable piece. Not surprised to hear a lot coming out of Jaden Blue, Ryan Wingo, a little bit on Jonte Cook, a little bit on Gunnar Helm. From the offensive standpoint, you know, those were the guys that stood out.
Coach, they Justin talked about a true freshman on offense. I got a lot of run, but it sounded like when you talk to some of the defensive players, there was a true freshman edge rusher who fared really well during Texas scrimmage as part of a good performance by the defense.
Yeah, definitely. Colin Simmons' name was brought up. But you know what? His other Duncanville teammate, Alex January, name was brought up a few times too from a number of recruits. I'm getting thrown in there and playing early as a freshman, so they love to see that. I know I talked to Elijah Barnes. He talked to Anthony Hill and David Bender flying around just making plays, and like, yeah, you know, those guys could move so fast, but they were hitting, and I mean, they loved every single bit of it. But to see guys like Colin Simmons and Alex January, two freshmen in the trenches, make plays and get after it, spoke volumes to those guys, because like, hey, I can come in as a freshman, I can come in and compete as well. And so whenever you can do that, it's always a great thing.
Hey, the old adage, the further away you are from the ball, the easier it is to play early. Those two guys are trying to prove that to be maybe not true all the time. So, all right, gentlemen, thank you so much for your recruiting insight. Make sure you like the video, subscribe to the channel. We got a lot of great things coming here throughout spring on the Inside Texas YouTube channel. And hey, come to Inside Texas. You can get 2 months for just $1. That'll get you through the rest of spring practices, portal season, and the lead up to official visit season. You're not going to want to miss out on it. Use the code IT1, and that'll get you 2 months of Inside Texas Plus for just $1. Coach Justin, thank you so much. Thank you for watching this video, and we'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com.